As a spy, she was more amateurish than most of her day. The reports she delivered to the Confederates on federal troop strength and movements were written on paper and not in code. Union officers intercepted one of her plain text letters to Jeb Stuart and arrested her at the end of 1861. They soon let her go, but kept her under watch. Boyd then began spying at Front Royal, Virginia, southwest of Martinsburg. Her 15 minutes of fame came during Jackson's maneuvers through the Shenandoah Valley in May 1862 to convince the Lincoln administration that the Confederates planned to attack Washington. Boyd, 2 weeks past her 18th birthday, became one of a number of Valley residents who alerted Jackson to federal troop whereabouts. On May 23rd, Union General Nathaniel Banks, who had been jousting with Jackson in the Valley, had most of his 10,000-man force that day at Strasburg, 12 miles northwest of Front Royal. But Banks had left a holding force of 1,060 soldiers at Front Royal. Banks thought Jackson was at Harrisonburg, 64 miles south. The rebel general actually was a mile and a half from Front Royal on May 23rd and about to issue orders for his next move when Boyd, wearing a flowing white dress, ran out of the town, across hills, and over a field to Jackson's party. Breathlessly, she informed the general's aides that only a very small federal unit occupied Front Royal. He should attack quickly. Jackson did, and suffered only 50 casualties to the Union's 900. Jackson, who had never heard of Boyd before her scamper to his command post, sent her a thank you note and later bestowed on her the title of honorary aide-de-camp. But he was being overly generous. The information Boyd provided only confirmed what Jackson already knew about the weak Union force at Front Royal. No matter. Word quickly spread through Front Royal and across the nation over newswires of the Southern heroine who ran out to alert Stonewall Jackson. The Civil War's most overrated spy became a newspaper darling overnight.